Kathy Edmond here.
Steve Martinez here.
Rick Jones here.
And Kim Martinez is here.
I would like to have our principal of the middle school, Jim Bowen, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item four on the agenda is added agenda items. And are there any added agenda items?
Yes. I'm Frankie. This is on there. But we have our two audits tonight. Candy Franck is here from Pat Harrigan Franck.
Yeah.
Whoever. And then Polly Rogers is here for their audit. So what I'd like to do is throw them in when we're done with the presentation of the If I Were Mayor.
Okay.
Well, actually, excuse me, after... is our councilman here? So go ahead. We'll throw the audits in after the presentation of the If I Were Mayor.
Okay.
And we'll start with Candy, and then we go to Polly Rogers. I told him 6:30.
Following that,
Harrigan. Yep. So right after the number seven presentation of the winners, then we would go ahead and have our two audit reports. Patty, that switcher over there that gets the right place where we're plugged in, would you go to E? So it should pick up my laptop.
Okay, thank you. Item five is the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Any?
So moved.
Moved?
So moved, yeah.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Red button.
Mr. Mayor, I need to state a possible conflict of interest with the bill preamble to serve.
Thank you. The record will reflect your comment on conflict of interest. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes?
Is there a detailed report for the bill payable to attorney?
Yes. Yeah, we can get you that.
In that case, I would also vote yes.
Okay. Opposed? It's unanimous. At this time, we'll have item six as public comments. Vicki Molinex.
I just want to say that I'd like to say thank you to Captain Chief Supkus and the firefighters and Councilor Stu Martinez for getting the fire under control so quickly on Saturday. I think they did a great job.
Mayor
Jordan. And I want to be on record.
Mr. Mayor, just for clarification, I was with the Red Cross and, not with the fire department, but thank you.
Kitty?
Kitty Shields. I think some thanks is also in order to Mike Shields, Max Shields, Jimmy Matthews, and George Green, who were the first ones there with Mike Shields' equipment to start making fire lines. And RD with Walker Range extended his appreciation for their response.
Thank you, Kim. And now we will enter item seven as presentation of winners If I Were Mayor contest. I'd just like to say how pleased I am and how proud I am of all of the students in our schools, but more particularly those that participated in the If I Were Mayor contest. It really took some thinking about what you would do if you were mayor. And this evening we have everyone with us except Tommy Rohde, who is playing Little League in Redmond tonight. So they came this afternoon and we met with them and congratulated them. So at this time, what I'd like to do is I'd like to read off the names. And if the winners would stand up as I read your name, please. Like I said, first place for posters was Tommy Rohde. He's a fifth grader in Lapine Elementary School. And his mom and dad are Kevin and Marina. Second place was Kara Collins, sixth grade, Lapine Middle School. Thank you very much. And third place was Logan Timmons, sixth grade, Lapine Middle School, Dwayne and Christy. And I'll go back to Kara Collins because her parents are Richard and Mary. And the essays for 7th and 8th grade, first place was Sydney Bright, 7th grade, Lapine Middle School. Sydney? Second place was Chloe Sikora, 8th grade, Lapine Middle School, and Mother Janet. And third place was Zachary Aldridge, 8th grade, Lapine Middle School, Rick and Debbie. And in video, 9th grade was Gavin Bowen, 12th grade, Lapine High School, Jim and Christy. I will say I was a little disappointed because we only had one entry. But I know you're not disappointed. So with that, I will. I would like to at this time make the presentations, and I'll come over here. And we have a photographer from the Newbury Eagle, so I think we'll just gather here individually.
Yes. And Mr. Mayor, we'll wait to do the video when you get to the senior or the older kid.
Excuse me?
The video, did you want to do that?
Oh, yes.
The older kid, or?
Well, let's see the video, because I think that would...
Okay.
Before we do the presentations, or after?
Do you want to see the...
Why don't you do them all, and we'll save that young man.
Oh, I got
this.
Okay, we can do it. Since we've already done Tommy Rohde, we will do
Kara
Collins, second place poster. Now I've got to tell you, this was not easy. Absolutely was not easy. The council is responsible. And of course I've got to raise my hand. We were the judges and it was wonderful. There were so many great entries. It was difficult, and it was down to a hair and all of it. So, at that time, then Kara, would you come up with your mom? Hmm. Congratulations! Thank you for the hard work, and I really appreciate it. So, for second place winner, and look at the camera.
One more in just a second. It's thinking. It likes your pink shirt. I'm pretty excited about that pink shirt. Write to me. Thank you. Good.
All right. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Third place poster was Logan Timmons. There you are, Logan.
This do you go to?
And here's a certificate of recognition, Logan, and I congratulate you for the hard work, and thank you very much for participating with us.
Okay, come on, just stay there. There we go. Woo-hoo, there you go. Thank you.
It was tough.
And first place for SA is Sydney Bright. So, Sydney...
Get closer, will you, Mom?
Okay.
Thanks.
It's wonderful.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Good.
Get it?
Got it.
Okay.
Perfect.
And this one goes the $100 check. So are you got any idea how you're going to spend it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much and congratulations. Okay. Chloe Sakura, second place essay. Congratulations.
I'm going to take another one now. Just a moment. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Beautiful picture. Thank you.
All right. And then third place essay is Zachary Aldridge. There you are. Here you go.
Don't stand here yet. Yeah. Okay, really close in there, folkies. Thanks. And another one. And it's thinking, it's coming. Here we go. Oh my God,
I know.
Oh, there we are. Yahoo.
So now, the high school, Gavin Bowen, will make the presentation and then we'll watch the movie. Come on.
No, I haven't even seen the movie yet, though.
Well, first off.
Nice and close, people. Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful. One more just for good luck. There we go. Lovely Bowen family.
And of course, well, this one also goes the $100 check. Keep it in your wallet.
Yeah, those teachers always want money.
And now what we'd like to do is see the video presentation of If I Were Mayor by Gavin.
You can turn the lights down. There's that electronic little box there. One of you kids can probably figure out how to run that. Just tap on it. And then it's going to say off or dim. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All
right. They're hired.
Iowa mayors, Iowa State first, the trees and sidewalks, the most visible place in life, that'd be 97. Because when you think about it, first impressions are everything. With these sidewalks, people would be more inclined to stop and stay a while. But through this, it's going to look very cloudy. After this, I would try to create a cool escape park. Because this would create a draw of the kids passing through and the kids that reside in Lehigh right now so that they can come back in the future and raise their own families in Lehigh just like their families. Lastly, I would invite the running events so people would have to be connected to these on the road, thus increasing safety and convenience for the people that live here. And with these paths, we can host our own races instead of going to some urban race competitions. This is what I would do if I were mayor.
When's the next election?
All right.
That was good. You know, I hadn't seen that till today, and I was telling the mayor or someone earlier. I said those were exactly the three that if I was doing that list. And I don't know if you got folks, because if you didn't, you hit them. I don't know how many of you heard it. Put in streets, make your streetscape, make your town look good. Then you're going to build some things for kids to do, whether skate parks and pools and things like that. And then build some trails and things. It's all quality of life and things that will bring industry and people to Lepine. And that's exactly what I think is the priorities. And I think they are for the council, too. So you did a great job, as far as I was concerned.
Thank you. One more hand of applause for these young people. And if you have homework to do, you're welcome to leave, but you're welcome to stay also.
Oh, actually, I think
I'm ready. How much stew? I'm on stew, on the stew piece. Homework. We'll do homework. Okay. Study buddy.
With coffee.
With coffee.
It's Harrigan Price Frank, and Candy Frank is here to start us off.
Yeah, and Michelle Rich.
Michelle Rich. So.
So you've got in front of you the audits for last fiscal year, the final fiscal year of the Water District and the Sewer District. These are as of last June 30, last date of the district, first day you guys taking over, and I was just going to kind of hit a few highlights with you and then see what questions you have. I saw them passing these out just now, so have you seen them before? No.
Okay. I haven't seen them.
All right, because we did finish them up by the end of the year, so that they did go into the Secretary of State on time at the end of the year. And we did give a clean opinion that everything's fairly stated in all material respects. So when we look at the balance sheet, there's a management discussion and analysis in the beginning. I'm starting on water. And then there's a balance sheet that starts on page 6. And this really is what the water district had that it turned over to the city. So like when you're starting your books fresh, this is what they turned over to you in cash and accounts receivable, and the water system and equipment, that kind of detail. And then of course there's detail on all of the equipment and what the districts paid for each of those assets that I think your city folks have, but if not, we can always get you that list. The restricted cash, so that all of the reserves were funded, and then the amounts that had already been set aside for SDCs, so when you're looking at future expansion of water, money that was collected by the district SDCs, you know, you'll still have to keep in that bucket for water expansion projects. And then the debt, of course, you get the good stuff and you get all the liabilities that go with it. But to some extent, this is kind of the opening balances for the district on the city's books too then. So, and we did have quite a few adjustments to get to some of those numbers, but I think we ended up in a good place. And then page 7 shows us the full accrual income statement, the profit and loss, if you will, showing about $560,000 taken in, mostly in just regular user fees, and then what was spent. And the water district does come down to a net loss, $157,000. But one thing to keep in mind is that's after we deduct $300,000 of depreciation expense. And so when you look at, is it cash flowing, you know, you're taking in this money, and really what you end up with your net cash flow is just about enough to pay the debt on that. When you look at fees on utilities, you almost have to look at whether or not, first, does it cash flow now? Does it pay the debt now? Does it maintain the system for later? And then when you need big replacements, how will those be funded? Will you borrow again and then have the future people pay for that? Are you saving ahead of time? Or will there be grant money? I mean, those are kind of your three things. And it's hard to save for the future while you're already making these people pay for the past with the same debt.
Candy, what was debt payment on out of on this?
It actually shows up on the next page.
197?
Yeah. I had about 193.5. It's in that second little section on page 8, cash flow from capital and related financing. There's principal and interest paid on debt that adds up to the 193,502. So that's what the principal and interest is. The interest is also included over there in the most of that interest.
So what you're saying though is the water district lost money forgetting, is that what you're saying?
On a full accrual with depreciation expense of writing off the system that it already built, yes, it had a loss.
Because we said the districts had paid for a rate study, and they gave quite a, this company mm-hmm. came in and gave quite a presentation, and he's recommending quite a large water rate increase, because what he says is that the district is losing money, and he must be funding depreciation, because they're saying you've got to. But bottom line is, if you continue on this, you have a broke system.
You need to be able to maintain your system, and then, I mean, you're making the current ratepayers pay for all of the installation and building, because they're having to pay back the debt. And so then when you look at, when am I going to have another big capital outlay that's not funded by SDCs, because some expansion will be SDCs, but just maintaining what you've got and keeping it going. And what generation of people do you want to pay for that? I mean, are you going to go borrow another $1 million in 10 years and then pay that off for the next 20 years?
But you've got $300,000 in depreciation.
Yes.
But our payments are $193,000.
Yes.
So in reality, we lost just flat in that, not even figuring depreciation. I mean, because if you, in my thinking, if we lost $156,000 and you figured in $300,000, that's basically $150,000 difference.
Yes.
But our payments are $193,000.
The $156,000 includes $121,000 of interest expense, though.
Well.
So if you just want to say the principal on the debt.
Well, not the principal, but the payment. The payment. Remains.
The payment is $193,000. But you don't have to make all of that out of this, because that's already, you're double dipping on the interest,
okay.
I think, when you did that. If you look over at the cash.
Oh, because you've got interest expense over.
Right. And that's a big part of that $193,000 is interest.
Okay.
The majority of it, two-thirds of it.
Okay.
You actually did end up with $73,000 more in actual cash at the end of the year than you did at the beginning of the year. And so that's where some of that difference comes. So
yeah.
You really were cash flowing.
I want to go back and look at his report just to see if he, what he did with depreciation. Because you are here. What did he tell you? You need to raise rates.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not saying whether or not you do or not.
No, I know. But that's what he said significantly.
And the proposed budget we had, which we have not, we're not going to put in it, but was $100,000 worth of rate increases.
Wow.
That's what Steve Lori had put in the budget. So, just trying to get a good handle on. The other problem with this, when I told him, is this has got district expenses, so you can't.
Right. Not all of those will be repeated.
That's right. Our operating costs are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you have to look really long term on utilities because of the life of these things. And they, you know, this is a still a fairly new system. Like I say, you still got quite a bit of pain on it to do. I don't think I had too much for you in the footnotes of this one. Because of the way the debt is set up, it does require an extra report that's in the back. It has to be done under what's called government audit standards, which is a federal government audit standards. And the other one does not, but that's just as part of doing an audit, what we found as far as internal control issues. And the comments that we have for the Secretary of State, again, the only items that we had were the same internal control issues that are in the letters. Did they get the other letters that went with the audit, or just the booklet itself?
This was what was in the desks in there,
okay.
So I just handed out.
The letters that we had that originally were addressed to the district boards, internal control areas, there was some segregation of duties issues just because it was a small office. You don't have all the checks and balances that you would have in a larger accounting department. Primarily on the receipt side, because the board was signing checks and somebody else was doing purchasing and cutting checks. Disbursement side was pretty tight. From an audit standpoint, we're actually, it's not too tough to get to the how much revenue there should be. It's users times rates. And so, that gives people a pretty good handle on how much money should be there, so long as that's there and you're tracking who owes you money still. It makes it easier to audit and easier for a board to know if it's complete, and then of course when they're signing the checks that there's we didn't call it a material weakness, but it's a deficiency that was noted in the audit as well.
And that's the part of where there wasn't a division in the
segregation of accounting duties. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other one, and these are the same on both districts, is the just the level of knowledge of generally accepted accounting principles for governments. I mean, you basically rely on the auditor to know these are the things that are supposed to be in your footnotes, and this is the way the presentation is supposed to be laid out. And, there was no in-house expertise to do that, and so that's considered a weakness on the district's part. The sewer district, if you want to just open up that one, we'll just kind of look at the same couple of things in there. The audit process is the same on both of those. We do confirm all the bank accounts. We look at the new assets. We confirm the debt balances directly with the USDA. Confirm directly with the lawyers. Look at a lot of canceled checks and paid invoices on a sample basis to make sure that things are in the right bucket and that they were appropriate for the sample items that we'd looked at. So the balance sheet on this is on page 7, and again, this was a clean opinion on this audit. And this is just kind of the snapshot of what there was when they turned it over to you as far as cash, receivables, the system itself. Again, the debt reserves were fully funded where they had put away debt amount, you know, their monthly debt reserve. And then on this one, they had paid off the bond, the USDA bond, and then Deschutes County was the remaining liability. And that just gets paid as SDCs were collected. The operating statement is on the next page, on page 8. Again, you're around a $500,000 budget. Depreciation is quite a bit less on this one. $165,000, and even after depreciation, the sewer showed a $48,000 net profit. But its debt payment was a little bit bigger, and in this year there was a pretty big payment on debt just as they were paying off that, so that actually did dip into the cash a little bit from the beginning to the end of the year. But going forward, the debt from sewer was expected to be just what came in on the SDCs. So I don't know what your rate study showed on that. Probably
we didn't do one on that.
Okay. My guess is that it would have come out better.
Yeah.
The other thing on rates is it's just, you know, it's nice to just have those incremental increases. Sometimes I see districts that want to hold the line and not increase it at all, and then you end up with a big jump at some point, whereas it's a lot easier on people's household budget just to kind of keep an even keel. We had the same internal control findings on this. We do check quite a few other areas as far as, did you go over budget? Did you adopt the budget appropriately? Are your investments in cash where they're supposed to be? If you do purchasing, are they getting bids and quotes? And there's this laundry list of things that we have to check in an audit that we tell the Secretary of State, and all of those other items were positive. We had given the city accounting staff what our adjusting journal entries were at the end of the year. I don't believe there were anything that we saw that needed adjusted that was not adjusted. So everything was booked. There were no what we call past adjustments. And the audit actually went fairly well. It was interesting coming down to the end just because we were still trying to get some information from Donna. Lori still had the books and was getting stuff. We had to have somebody who would basically take responsibility from management of this. And Donna did do that for us, so we had somebody who was familiar with the year to say, yes, these are our financial statements and take responsibility for that. Otherwise, we don't actually get to give you an opinion on financial statements without that. And in a transition like this, was something that I was kind of concerned about. But
that's, you know, we needed to acknowledge that Donna did that, and that was well after, like,
December. Oh, that was like December, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
it was well after, yeah. She,
that Donna had agreed and did all of that.
Transportation.
So, yeah, that was very helpful.
We'll let Donna know. Go ahead. I think we appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, she was not on payroll, I don't think, or anything anymore, but wanted to make sure that that things got closed out appropriately and stuff, and so that was very nice. But we certainly didn't have any other, you know, disagreements with management or accounting principle issues or anything like that. So, My phone number's on the letterhead page of that. I know this is kind of hard to pick up cold and look at, and so if there's questions that the folks here can't answer for you, feel free to let me know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Any questions or comments, Council? Okay. Thank you for coming
you
back
out
in that rush of traffic. Be careful going down.
All right.
Thank you.
Eventually it's going to rain, huh?
Yeah. Thank you.
Now you'll have Polly Rogers, our
right.
City Auditor.
Hello. I'm Scotty Erickson with Polly Rogers and Company. We did the city's audit for the 2011-12 fiscal year. Mine's going to be a little more brief here. Do you guys have the SAS 114 letter to the governing body in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go through that real quick. First of all, thanks for having me. I'm going to go through the purpose, or we actually do two audits when we audit the city. We do the GAAP audit, which is the audit of generally accepted accounting principles, make sure everything's in line there. And then we also do the Oregon Municipal Standards audit, which is in line with the Oregon Municipal Audit Law. Our responsibilities are to express an opinion on the financial statements that management provides us, and to plan and perform our audit to obtain a reasonable but not absolute assurance that financial statements are free of material misstatement. If you look at the bottom of page one, it talks about the results of the audit. The city did receive an unqualified opinion, which means that it was a clean opinion with no reservations. There was no exceptions or issues requiring comment on the state minimum standards, except for on page 19 of the report, and that was just some over expenditures on a few budget lines. We did issue a separate management letter that detailed some significant deficiencies we noted during in internal control. Okay, so if we go to the next page and we talk about difficulties encountered in performing the audit. We did not encounter any difficulties in performing and completing our audit. There were some immaterial and corrected misstatements noted during the audit. We discussed those with management. Like I said, they were immaterial. Disagreements with management. Those would be financial, accounting, reporting, stuff like that, and we're pleased to report that we didn't have any disagreements with management. We did ask management to make certain representations, and they did do those, about the financial statements, taking responsibility and stuff. To our knowledge, there were no consultations with other independent accountants. The next page, we just talk about some future accounting and auditing issues. I can answer any questions about those if you would like. We will go over those in more detail tomorrow when we do our exit conference for the interim audit we're performing right now. We'll go over those with Rick and then whichever of you would like to join us for that. That's pretty much all I had for you guys, unless you guys have any questions for me.
I don't know if this is the right time or not, but I remember in the past how we had talked about on page two.
Of the TRT?
Yeah. Is this, and we sent out some bills. Is this the same? Are we talking about the same, or is this something?
We talked about today, but this is that. Why don't you tell them what you did on the TRT?
I actually don't have a copy of that. Can I give them mine so I can have a copy for you guys? Okay, so we also did an agreed upon procedures and engagement. It's separate from the city's audit, and on page one it outlines exactly what we did. We don't do any more, any less than that. That's why it's called agreed. We went to the motel and we traced out that all the revenue collected was reported to you and was received. That's basically, we recalculated the tax and traced it through. And as you can see on page 2, there were a few findings, but they were rather immaterial. For example, one of the miscalculations resulted in an underpayment of $1.31. So, you know, rather immaterial. We didn't have any significant findings there. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Kind of.
Yeah. It's not as in-depth as an audit, because we're not looking at anything other than, like I said, on the page 1, the procedures outline that we agree on.
So yeah. You say these how were the miscalculations made? I mean,
without having the work papers in front of me,
okay.
So what's the process of
checking this? I mean, do we send somebody from here to the motel? Or the motel
no, I went
itself?
To the motel. Yeah, the motel does those.
Okay.
And they turn them into you.
Okay.
And verified. Exactly. We were engaged to go verify that and recalculate everything, make sure that we agree with their numbers.
How many motels did you go look at?
I'm not sure. I think probably 5.
Best Western, 5. Highlander, yeah. Timbercrest, Newberry, and Westview.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically what you found is, according to the revenue and the revenue that they had, the tax was figured basically correctly and mm-hmm. submitted. Well, it was...
rounding errors,
yeah.
basically.
You know, yeah. And what a lot of bigger cities do, they'll pick out just a few, 2 or 3, out if you got 20 or 30, they'll just pick a percentage and they'll do what she did at all. Lapine had never done that.
Mm-hmm.
The question of are the payments, they're auditing that it was, the number was calculated correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not the payment was sent to us in a timely fashion or some of those other issues, that's not part of that. Is that where you were?
Right, that was not part of our procedures.
We had done something on this order before, and we sent out some bills.
Yes.
Saying, yeah, this is still owed, and I didn't know if that was a part of this.
No.
Or if this is separate.
No, and there's still a little bill out there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I haven't had time to work on that, but
yeah.
We'll do that later.
Okay.
And that's something, if you guys decide you want us to look at that again, we could do another AUP with that being one of the procedures.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not something we're going to do every year. Just something you do occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Any questions?
Okay. And I invite you guys to attend the exit
actually,
tomorrow. So.
So, we don't have a quorum. We can only have two there. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
What she's talking about, so people sit up. We're doing our, she said, we're doing an interim mid-year audit review at the 10th month, but it's kind of mid-year. And so today what they've been doing is they've been going through things and they sent me a list of like 25 invoices. I go dig them out of the files. And so then that way they can actually see the bill from, and it's, I think it was randomly, they're randomly selected out of there. And so say it's an Ace Hardware bill and a check, so it's got a check number and the amount, so we actually go get the bill, they look, they make sure, had it been signed by the city manager, does it in fact look like a legitimate expense that should be charged to the city, and in fact it doesn't show up on a statement, was it paid, and then they want the canceled check.
Okay.
So it's all from beginning to end that's taken care of. And so that's one, and that's just one area, but that's what, there's been 3 people here for 2 days, they'll be here tomorrow, and then we'll kind of know where we stand at this point. You're surveying the room like you're looking for somebody.
I'm surveying the room because I'm looking for somebody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, item 8 is interview applicant for city council position. And I don't see him here tonight.
Okay.
I talked to him today, and he said he would be here.
Well, hope he had not very interesting. Missed the time. I think he had 7:00.
Okay.
I will call him real fast or something because I got his application here.
Okay. Okay.
Just do that, just to make sure. I don't want him to walk into him in his lane. And because he's a workie, he's not retired, so. You can go on to the next item.
Okay. Item number 10. Resolution 2013-04. A resolution repealing resolution number 2013-02 and resolution number 2013-03, which resolutions authorize the city of Lapines incurrence of certain indebtedness for the purpose of requiring construction, enlarging, improving, and or extending its water facility. And I think this is just a reading.
Is this connected to the...
It's the one that we read last time. We have to be what read?
Oh.
The last council session.
That the Pam Lord
right.
read.
She read them in entirety, but we don't have to read them in entirety at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're agreeing to this.
Right. Right. And I'll move to item number 11. It's resolution number 2013-05 USDA loan resolution form 1780-27 equaling $2,225,963.56. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Lapine authorizing and providing for incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its water facility to serve an area lawfully within its jurisdiction to serve. Okay, item number 12 is resolution number 2013-06, USDA loan resolution form 1780-27 in the amount of $275,004.50. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Lapine authorizing providing for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its water facility to serve an area lawfully within its jurisdiction to serve. Item number 13 is ordinance number 2013-02 and ordinance amending ordinance number 2012-04, an ordinance authorizing the City of Lapine's assumption of certain outstanding debt and assets of the Lapine Water District, authorizing the execution and delivery of related documents, designating an authorized representative of the City of Lapine and related matters. And at that point, we'll take. Oh.
Yeah, that this, since this is an ordinance, you can, ask people for public comment on the ordinance. It's a little bit different. We roll call vote all of those things on the ordinance, unlike the resolutions. If you voted on the two resolutions while I was gone?
No.
You haven't voted on any of them?
We haven't voted on any of them.
Okay, when you get to the ordinance, then the resolutions, you can do a little differently. And what the resolutions are, they're the same exact ones for those of you who were here last week, 2 weeks ago, when she read them all, there was an error. So she decided she didn't have to come reread them. But this is correcting exactly what was said at our last meeting from Pam Swires.
Okay.
And it would have caused them a problem down the road. So they fixed it and said she didn't need to come read it. So this is actually something we've already voted on. And we'll have Brian Earls need to call him and have him come down and sign these the resolutions again. If it's got his signature spot on, but that's what they are.
Okay, do we need to vote on any of these tonight?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
All three of them.
Okay.
Resolution.
There's four.
Should be.
Three resolutions and an ordinance.
Yep.
Okay.
This fall start with the first one there, 2013-04.
And I've read these already, so is there a motion to approve resolution 2013-04? So moved.
Seconded.
Moved and seconded. Questions? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Item number 11, resolution number 2013-05, USDA loan resolution form 1780-27 in the amount of $2,225,963.56.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Item number 12 is resolution number 1213-06, USDA loan resolution form 1780-27 in the amount of $275,004.50. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Item number 13 is ordinance number 2013-02. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Do we need a roll call,
though? Yeah, on the ordinance.
All right. Roll call vote?
Did you?
Is there a motion to...
He made a motion.
Yes. Okay. Seconded?
Seconded.
Moved and seconded? All those in favor?
Rick Jones, aye.
Stu Martinez, aye.
Kathy Egan, aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous.
Good, you got all three of those plus the ordinance.
Right.
Okay. That, we'll see where that all goes now. We'll get those out. I'll sign, make sure that those get pushed down here for his signature tonight so that we can get those off to the USDA. The process continues on that.
Okay.
We're probably about 60 days away or so from having those loans actually in our name.
What result of calling the candidate?
Oh, no, he didn't. No answer. So.
Okay. Is it the council's will to reschedule this for one more time?
I don't think so. I think we move ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. He's rescheduled once, wasn't he?
Well, he was out on vacation. Yeah. So, comments?
I agree.
then I will open it for nominations. Is there a nomination from the
I would like to nominate Karen Ward. The reasons being that she has some experience, and basically, other than the two of you, we are a pretty new council. She attends all the meetings, or most of them. She has an interest in the city, but she's also been very interested in the council. I believe she knows what's going on and she's up to date on several things. I just think that she would be, at this time, her knowledge and her understanding of procedures, etc., would be a benefit to the council.
Okay. Is there any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Kevin, I'm sorry about the bad, Eubank?
Yes. No,
he's not here.
I know.
I'm just looking.
Okay.
Because I'm hoping someone could help me out on the pronunciation.
Oh. Eubank.
Eubank.
Eubank. Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right. Any further nominations? Hearing none, we'll close nominations. Do that?
I'm not sure you're going about that right. You can't. She nominated.
She nominates, and there's really no way to do it in this kind of procedure. And you, what you guys, this is what you probably should do. You did energies. You need to have a dialogue. This, and unfortunately, you can't do it behind closed doors. And she stated why she wants someone. You need to, and ultimately, you need to ask questions, and all four of you, because you could end up with a tie. If it's a tie, that's defeated. And you have the option, if you can't reach consensus or if you're not comfortable with it, you can put this off. I mean, there's no, you know, you're under no legal deadline here. So you're really, this is appointing somebody to your counsel, so you have full discretion in that. So I think you probably need a debate. You've interviewed three people. What do you think? You've never really had that debate yet. And that debate can't be held behind closed doors. And then if you maybe want to talk and think about it, you can put the ad back out. You can do anything you want. You're in 100% control, and staff has zero control in this situation. So go for it.
Okay, so just, we need to just have a discussion.
Yeah, you interview people. Wait, okay. Talk and let people. What did you think?
Okay. Stu, you wanna speak to Kevin?
Well,
red. Okay.
Is it working?
Yeah.
It was before.
It was before. Now it's not.
Yeah, it's
working. Okay. Yeah. Crazy. Well, everyone that I've heard so far, you know, has enthusiasm. And some folks have a little more enthusiasm than some other folks. And, you know, this is one of those things that is not easy to do. A lot of times you just have to individually try to figure out who's going to make the best fit, and not necessarily a fit that goes along with the rest of the council, but, you know, someone that, or some, a couple people that kind of has their pulse on everything, and is an approachable and listening type of a person. And from what I've known or what I've seen, I believe Kevin is that type of a person. Not that anyone else isn't that type of a person, because, you know, I know some, the other candidates too, and unfortunately, honestly, the one that I would have nominated is not here, because I've worked with that person, and I'm kind of disappointed that that person didn't show up tonight. Otherwise, I would have gone that direction. And that's just my opinion, but having worked with that person, again, I'm just disappointed that person didn't show up. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. Oh yeah, this guy that didn't show up.
Yeah, I was not really thinking about it. I was thinking about the interview tonight before I had made any decisions. So,
can't hear you.
Oh,
yeah, that won't
be you. Yeah, that's
what there goes.
I was just saying that I thought we were going to be interviewing tonight rather than deciding.
Yeah.
So I was a little unprepared for making the decision about anyone tonight until we heard from Josh Miller. Is that his name?
Right, Josh.
So, give it back to you guys. I'm still thinking about it now.
Oh, okay. Well, even though I don't get to vote, I will tell you that I do believe that in the interviews we saw some extremely passionate comments and input to the council. The questions were all answered well. There's a basic understanding of what the city needs and some ideas about how to get there. And I have to agree that this is going to be difficult because we have the three candidates that interviewed well. And I'm I'm just, I'll go along with some of the stuff both Kathy and Stu said, with the fact that it, passion is one thing, but actually looking down the road to where we're going and what we need to do and having that, that full-time drive and everything, that's an important aspect to it. And I know there's two candidates that that I felt had that, and they've both been nominated. So,
what do we do from here?
Well, I think we're going to get. We've nominated both of them, so.
So it was basically those not now. Just kind of forget that that was done. Those were
okay.
Not,
okay.
So all right. Your options are: to someone can make a motion, see if it gets a second. If there's no second, that person's not voted on. And if it gets a second, you vote. And obviously, if it passes, that person is the council person. You can table it. I mean, you can just say okay. You want more time.
Okay.
I mean, if you, this is where you really do have this discretion. What I read, if you don't mind, when I hear, what I could tell that there's at least some councilman that wouldn't mind looking further. So, you know, you really have the, you know, you can either vote, and some people are, to a degree, if they lose, they're rejected. You know, you can put that back out. You really can do any of the above.
Well, let me ask first, is there a motion to put the ad back out?
Okay. Maybe you start, see if you got to start a season. Someone can make a motion. There's one of the candidates that somebody wants. They need to make the motion. See if there's a second, and then there's a vote.
Okay. Kathy?
I would make a motion that Karen Ward be put in the position of the new counselor.
Okay.
She's also the only one that showed up tonight.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We have two ayes opposed?
Aye.
We have two ayes and one opposed?
Karen is your counselor.
We have a counselor.
All right.
And if you want, we have the swearing in. We can swear her in, and she can participate
for us this
evening if she would like, unless she was going to have family, friends, and relatives brought down from out of state for the swearing in. Because we actually have one with your name on it. Would you guys like to? Is it the brothers of the council? Go ahead and do it, and then we're full.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The city manager is also our recorder, and with that,
we can.
Can I do that?
What's that?
Front there?
Yeah. Why don't you? We could.
We'll just.
Why don't you guys come down? And maybe stand in a little. You guys come down and stand in a little circle and.
With I'm just waiting to go home.
Flag and even bring the flag down if you want.
Get up there. You're going to be sworn in right up there.
And I will just say it with a few words at a time and you repeat, you know.
Good job, Kathy.
You know, it's
well, we have a, also, Rick, we have another copy here. Your name's not Melbourne. Just don't remember that.
Yeah, you're right. I'll say it. I, Aaron Moore, and you just repeat when we do this, okay?
Steve,
sure, bring that down.
Set that right there.
Nice background. Let's get you guys all in.
Okay.
Okay,
this is weird. I got to get so that we can get your picture.
There.
Okay, that's a lot better.
Okay, raise your right hand.
Sure.
I, Karen Ward.
I, Karen Ward.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the laws and constitutions of the United States.
That I will support the laws and the constitution of the law of the United States.
And of the state of Oregon.
And of the state of Oregon.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
And that I will, to the best of my ability.
Honesty and faithfully discharge the duties.
Honesty and faithfully discharge the duties.
Of city councilor for the city of Lapine.
Of city councilor for the city of Lapine.
During my continuation therein.
During my continuation therein.
You're it.
You're it.
All right. Yeah. So you can take your seat up here, Karen, and then you sign that, and then I'll sign it.
Thanks, Jackie. You'll sit next to me. Right next to me. Thank you.
The chair can come up. Someone will help you get that chair adjusted.
Yeah.
Or you can use the blue button and just speak, and when you turn it loose, it goes off. So nobody can hear what you're saying under your breath.
Thanks.
All right, we are now whole again.
Whole again.
Any comments from the new counselor?
Well, I hope I can fulfill what you need. I will try real hard to do that.
Okay. All right, then you're at full stage work.
Yes, I am.
Other matters?
Your proclamation.
The proclamation. We have a proclamation that's an annual event for the City Cleanup Day, the City of Lapine. A proclamation declaring June the 1st, 2013, Friends of Lapine Front City Cleanup Day. Whereas Friends of Lapine, a partnership of Deschutes County, ODOT, Oregon Youth Challenge Program Cadets, Lapine High School NJROTC, numerous other local organizations, businesses and individuals in collaboration with the city itself are declaring this date as Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day. And whereas by calling attention to the need for a community effort for the cleanup of the downtown and Wickiup Park and Ride areas and performing the same, hope to create a more presentable appearance of our city to our community citizens, regular visitors and tourists. And whereas the city's support and sponsorship are crucial to the Friends of Lapine's success, and whereas the recognition of the beauty and character of our city are crucial to our citizens, our visitors, and the future of tourism, and whereas the coming together of Lapine community in this endeavor strengthens our uniqueness as a city and community, therefore be it resolved that the City Council of Lapine, Oregon hereby proclaims June the 1st, 2013 as Friends of Lapine City Cleanup Day. City Council of Lapine hereby urges all citizens and community organizations to join in and support the effort of the 1st of June on the 1st of June as the official cleanup day for the City of Lapine, dated this 8th day of May 2013 by the City Council of Lapine. And because we now have a new counselor, we're going to let her sign that.
Sure.
It, excuse me, when was it? Oh, it's the 1st of June. Didn't I read that about 4 times?
Yeah. Even I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have the signature of the book here, so. Now, it is 7:05, and we are going to go to public comment. Yeah, public comment.
Douglas Ward Pine Drive in the city. If I don't give Karen a compliment for her appointment in public, I'll be sleeping in the garage. Congratulations.
That's something like not saying something you have to buy a dress, right? I know about that one. Staff comments. Public comments.
If I may?
Yes.
Jump in. So,
yes.
Tom Hedley from Century West Engineering. I live in Bend. You may recognize me of coming down here quite frequently for the last year and a half or so. I just wanted to say Century West is really looking forward to next Wednesday. Whoever on the council and the Public Works Committee will be and city staff will be present for the interview for the water and sewer projects. We'll be here for the interview, arranged that with Scott Perkins. We'll back to him tomorrow to confirm that and make sure that's arranged. But just wanted to say that we're really excited to put in for that. So we've got you the statement of our qualifications, and the next statement of qualifications will be coming for the sidewalk improvements too.
All right.
So thanks again for the opportunity. We've been looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further public comments? Hearing none, staff comments.
So we will be doing on Wednesday, we'll be doing some interviews for a couple firms that responded to our request for qualifications on engineering. And it was Perry Anderson, that's the name, yeah. They're from LeGrand. And they do
Anderson Perry.
Anderson Perry.
Yep.
Good firm. They're in LeGrand. They're doing a bunch of work in Prineville. And the principal was down. And then these guys at Century West, which of course he's been coming down at meetings. Both good firms I've worked with. Century West more than Anderson, but they're very well reputable. So what we're going to do is get a couple folks off the Public Works Committee, and then we can get a counselor or two. Again, you always stay under a quorum. So I'll be contacting a couple of you and see if you can come down. Scott's setting that up. So we'll kind of pick out who we want. Then you negotiate price. Now, if you don't like the price, you can then, of course, reject them and always go to the other one. But under the process, your price comes second, so it's not, there will be no price involved at this point. What you're picking is who do you think will do the job right and you want to work with on the project. So plan on that coming. Here is, Ken usually likes these things, the mayor, but obviously someone else could. The League of Oregon Cities wants us to, they're doing some website stuff and they want some pictures from Lapine, you know, of the city that kind of shows off your community. They are not wanting the family album. So, you know, it's probably, but I think this is one of you I'd like to take the lead on this and to get these and get them down here, and then we will forward them to the League of Oregon Cities. They want some high quality city images. It could be Newberry, it could be the City Hall, two or three, you know. So who here would want to handle that? And then you'll get those back to Patty and then we'll email them in.
Is there a time frame?
June 1st.
June 28th. So we got.
Okay. I can.
Here, okay. Stu. Okay. Do you want to do it, Kathy? You
can just do it.
Okay, there.
I'm going to be out of town for
there,
a while.
Yeah, I just threw that to you. You can make a copy if we need another one. The second thing, I need to, because a couple of things, we don't have a finance person and I'm an interim, I need to give a second set of keys to our locking file cabinet fire kind of safe. So I would like to see if the give that to the mayor. Obviously, I could get killed in a car accident, and there needs to be a second set of keys around. And what, and this is the auditor, we talked about it today. So there, what's been going on for a while, for months or longer, anyway, our personnel files have been in unlocked cabinets. Our executive session minutes that are from the history of the city have been unlocked and open, all things that you don't do. And all of the checks, the blank, just blank checks, the stack of checks have all been left. And for security and audit reasons and all the other things you want those locked. We bought a year ago a fire type, you know, that's a good fire safe that's heavy and locks. And so I moved and will continue tomorrow to move the things into that file that need to be confidential, safe, and from fire. And the auditor raised it with me, and I, some of you I told and showed you that that was the fact. So I have a key, but I need to have one of you have a key, because I may be gone and they need in to print some checks, so you might get called to come, you know, and you can let them in and give them checks and things. We'll go over all of that, but just a matter of having not blank checks sitting around. So I wanted on the record of who you guys, if it's okay for the mayor to have that. Ultimately, give it to the new city manager and your finance person, whatever, however that takes place down the road. So it's not a permanent set of keys for the mayor.
Okay.
No, and you two will never travel together.
No, that's right. You can't be in the same car.
Okay.
Well, that's all I got.
You may laugh, but that. I mean,
nope. Yeah. Well, we'll get in the safe. We'll figure that out. Howard, do you have any questions of me? I mean, we've been here for a week or two or whatever, I guess.
Anything that's popped up on your radar that is limiting or we're in a critical position on? Or
I mean, I think down the road, I think I sent you a couple of an email on. I think we need to probably go out and look at our insurance agent of record. That hasn't really been done. So I think that we need to do a 3 to 5 year, probably 5 on insurance, but an agent of record, so that other insurance companies and people can you know, put their name in a hat to represent us on those types of things. The second one is with our planning, because we've used Deborah. She's done a good job, and she did our comp plans and all the different things. But it's kind of been kind of a hand-me-down, just kind of for a lot of years through osmosis, kind of. And I think that now as we switch toward a planning department, kind of, we need to have someone, again, under a 3 to 5 year agreement that has some stability, that we know they'll, A, staff our planning commission meeting. That's their job, and that's maybe a set fee per month. You know, they know they have to be down here every month. They have to be at the meeting. They have to be prepared. They get the agendas ready, all of those things. They are our contract planner. Then probably the balance of it would be based on, it's like more like your turn hourly base of planning duties. Because we could get one application a month. You could get 5. You could go 2 months without one. So you can't set a salary just for it. Could be, you know, obviously we can't and have no business hiring a full-time planner. We have, you know, not near enough volume for that. But if we want to take on planning, and that's a priority for you, and you've all said that, and that means code. In order to take on code, you got to kind of take on planning. So we really need. So I think it's probably time we would go out and have. There's companies and people like Deborah, and Deborah will do. She will want to, of course, put their name in for that, and then we'll have a multi-year agreement.
Okay.
So that's an RFQ we put out at some point, probably right in July, as we move toward assuming the Planning Commission. I know they've said, well, they want to take it over July 1. They made a motion to that fact, but I think they now realize that that's probably not possible, right? Yeah. And there's under no circumstances. We don't have any of the things we need to take on planning. So, I mean, one of the things I told you at the budget, because you have to have a software system that tracks it. Unlike other things we do, planning, when someone applies, comes across that counter, actually a clock starts. You have X amount of days to respond. You don't get to just say, oh, well, we're busy. Or it's automatically approved. to, you know, and you also then have to be able to, 2 or 3 years later, pull up all of the documents. She can't fumble around file cabinets not knowing where it is, because what do you think happens to the majority of planning cases? Where do they end up?
In appeal?
Yes, in appeal, in courts. So then everything becomes very legal, and you have attorneys, and they're demanding stuff. And so we need a software system that can track, tickle the dates, you know, that will say when you've got 90 days to do something, that at 60 days it's blinking at you, that says, hey, you got, you know, 2 more weeks, you better have this done. You've got a deadline, you have a notice issues. Well, as you well know, we're learning software systems we've had for nearly a year. So we probably don't want to throw another one on this week. So we got to find it too, you know, put out, try to figure out some of those things. So, and then applications, and then a fee structure. What's it cost for an application? And I don't believe you've yet approved that. You might have, and I don't know it. Have you? Do you think?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, and that's all, it's a long list usually, from appeals and, you know, all the different parts of it, from a little addition to putting a shed in the backyard to, you know, adding on to the house. It's every fences, decks, everything. So it's pretty complicated when you get into it. So we got to have our act together before we start.
What drives those kinds of fees?
It's what your cost. So we know that we're going to have X amount per month to run a planning, which you really, if you try to make them self-supporting, but you, it's a little tough. But say, if it costs us $5,000 a year to staff the planning commission, or $10,000 a year, you hope that you're taking in $1,000. You know, it's kind of like the $30 aspirin, and the people all laugh about it. Isn't the aspirin that's $30? Of course not. It's, you know, when someone comes in and applies for something, it's, you've got the cost to run the system. And so you,
okay.
Yeah, most, now that things have slowed down, a lot of communities, they are to a degree subsidized partly from general fund. But you really want to keep that minimal, because it's not fair for the person who isn't doing anything. You know, someone's sitting over there in their house, they haven't moved in 20 years, they haven't added on, they don't do anything. If you switch it to the general fund, they're paying for it. So the idea is the person that's building the Little Deschutes Lodge needs to cover those costs. You know, so it's a tough balance. We'll have to look at what some other places are charging, then look at what we think it'll cost. But I think by doing it under a contract, we can keep it cheap enough that, you know, but yeah, it costs money. The attorney reviews, if we end up with attorneys looking at stuff, you know, let's see, we put out the engineering, we said at the budget meeting, but we put out the engineering thing for the front of the city hall, but then we extended, you know that, we added on to that, which you probably like.
Yes.
Yeah. And part of this is because of my two good stewards back here that harped on me so bad about sidewalks and street lights and things, help generate that. I have a moratorium on those activities, but I did go ahead and make an exception to that. And so we've added on to the thing. We've got a couple other projects to look at for sidewalks in street light. So including in the whoever our engineer that we selected, not the one Wednesday, next Wednesday, but this is the second one that's out. It doesn't even, Friday's the deadline, the 15th, I believe. Is this right?
It is.
10th. Yeah, 10th. We will then be selecting an engineering firm to look at, to do the project out front, but at the same time we can add other projects, and we listed three specifically, would be Finley Butte, Bi-Mart Sidewalk, and Streetlights over in Huntington Meadows, and any others. So what my plan is to have those, when they're down here working on this, they're getting concrete pricing and things. This kind of works together because, you know, they'll kind of know what's going to cost per foot for sidewalk, and we'll have them go shoot some of that and give us some ideas of what that can be. So we'll actually get some costs, and so we can then go back to the Public Works, make a presentation to you guys, you know, what this is where we are, and some of the, you know, what's the true cost, the cost that you got in the budget that went over, I think that you guys got are woefully underestimated. Woefully. So with that, we'll have to work on.
And then do they work with Mid-State? Is that how it does?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about all that. Yes.
Okay.
yeah, the mid-state thing, you know, there's pros and cons to all of that. It's, it, it's, we'll flush that all out. What's the best way to do that? But yeah, anyone that'll make work. And then this project out here, I met with ODOT on this yesterday's Wednesday, whatever, one day this week, and met with those guys on this, and we'll be, you know, hopefully getting that built. And the big thing, and I've talked to the mayor about it, and this that I'm really pushing is that this, the plan, we talked about a little bit in the budget, was this whole kind of planning what we want these things to look like. Because that was kind of had fallen through the cracks. So you public works folks, you know, we've got three projects. This one here that was going to do the sidewalk, you know, then with First Street with the signal, you're going to do sidewalks. And then you've got the STIP grant that we are rated high on. That's about $600,000-$700,000, and that will cover a bunch of the fill-in between the two. So, you know, and that's out in 16-17, but this is summer of 13. Summer of 14 is the signal at First Street, and then a couple years later you do the fill-in. And I kind of kept pulling out the, remember the corridor plan we just finished, and everyone was kind of like, not yet anyway, kind of connecting the dots to all of that. And when I looked at the original drafts out here and down there, they don't follow the corridor plan. Now, those are just early drafts, because, and I don't know what discussions have been held prior to me getting here, but the drafts were 6-foot sidewalks, but the corridor plan calls for 8. And so I brought that up to folks, including Kittleson, and I've talked to Mr. Kittleson and Beesman Joe, Bessman, Beesman, and all, and you know, they said, yeah, it's a good thing you're raising that. And so I have met with Bob Bryant, Gary Farnsworth, and you know, those are the boss and the next boss and everyone down the line. I've met with like 10 of them. Yesterday I had like 5, we had 5 in one room. And Pat Cregan, and now they realize because I think people were just going to go pour a sidewalk. And that's what you guys need to be, you know, if you just go measure sidewalk, yeah, 5 foot times the length, it's so much a foot. But you have to have a bioswale to hold the water. Then if you've got a bioswale, are you going to put gravel in it like they did in Terrebonne? Or are you going to grass and tree it like they do, they're doing in Sisters and Madras? See, and so that kid, that's why I commented, the kid said you need tree, street trees and all those things. So what we'll be working with the engineers here, we're going to broaden this a little, and it's going to, the template we set out here may become a little more. And I talked to Mr. Darling, who's running the First Street project for ODOT, and he's very glad, and we're way early on it all, so there's, everything should be fine. But I think it was just kind of elevating, there's more to it. But it will become a priority then for public works in the city, is we'll need to allocate, because they're not going to buy trees for us, most likely, and the grass. They might do some of it, but we in the street lights. But we got to make sure that you've got it sleeved, and you know, topsoil's put in those. So then we can then go out if necessary. Or do you put it into the contract with ODOT and we help? You know, we will have some participation in it. Sisters project started, and we're not anywhere near this, so don't worry, but just to give an example, Sisters started $1 million to redo that downtown street in Sisters. They're at 7. But they have a full architect streetscape. You know, you're going to be, oh, when you come through Sisters on Highway 20. So, yeah, well, you may want to go down through it. It'll be pretty nice. You know, so I think just be, we're on top of that.
Good.
That's where, and then the auditors, like I said, they've been here, and we're working on the budget. You know, that's all. I mean, I could go on, but it's, you know, lots of little day-to-day stuff that pops up.
Yes. what I remember at the LSC last year in Salem, I met a woman that dealt with the street lights and stuff, and I had the card, but I have a feeling I gave it. Remember, we talked
about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if I gave you the card or Stephen the card, but she was really interested, too, in working deals, you know, two for one or whatever.
Now, and I got her card, too.
You had her card, too.
We're doing two for one for what?
It was one of the vendors at the League of Oregon Cities, and they were doing, you know, they do street lights and everything.
Yeah.
And they had deals.
And she said that she put something out here for the city hall, so you probably worked with her before. I don't know.
I mean, the way these work, you're going to have, like on this job, it's an engineer. They will then find others, correct, that you will work with if it's you. You hunt subs. Yeah.
When needed.
If you need to.
Right.
Yeah.
But for this sort of work, I mean, this is something, in fact, one of our engineers does the City of Sisters sidewalk and street improvements himself, so he's...
Yeah.
But when needed, we would find subcontractors.
So what will happen, and that's why it has to be, you know, we'll end up with, when the engineers are done, we'll end up with almost bid specs, right? Yeah, you're going to have a bid specs. Then the contractor hunts down various companies that provide decorative street lights and things like that, and pricing and so on. We won't be running around hunting for that street light person.
Right.
So it's you know, we'll write one check ultimately to the general contractor, and they then will. So that when you asked about Mid-State, we'll flush that all out. But at the end of the day, Mid-State isn't going to be the contractor on the job. You know, Mid-State's not going to go dig trenches. Most likely, they're not going to pour sonotubes, and they're not going to go engineer how big the sonotube has to be, which is that's what holds up the light posts. All of that, this will all be done by engineers, and then we'll bid it, and the job will be bid. And I think what I heard from these two, they want some of this stuff done, and that's how we'll get it done. If you try to do all of this other stuff a year from now, and 12 public works meetings later, we'll be talking about putting street lights up. But under my plan that we're working on, we will engineer it, we will bid it, and then people get to review, do they want to do it? So that's kind of the route. So I think we can start checking off some stuff.
That would be nice.
So pretty much it's ODOT finance and budget. Call it public work stuff. That's, you know, where the time, you get the other stuff that rolls in. You know, lots of Ashley and I, especially going through the Ashley and Patty, but Ashley in particular has had to work a lot, it's been great, because it's by having all this stuff, it's really immersed me into the stuff, because you have to go through the bills and you go through all the financing. And we did find that one bank account and Home Federal has, I've got the documentation now, they've already agreed they'll be able to transfer that to us at the end of May, and we'll get that out of the sewer district's name into our name.
Nobody knew anything about that, right?
No, it's not in our books. Yeah. It's $178,000. So, and lots of little things like, we were going over just, I mean, some of them are small little ones. It's $4 a month for this. It's phone numbers where we have a CenturyLink and we pay a bunch, and then you get yellow something with three or four more phone numbers, and you're getting long distance with this one, and you don't know what this one is. It's bills that an example that came up yesterday was when we took over the districts had their insurance was January to December 31st, okay? You took over July 1. We insured them through CIS, but the district's already paid for a year of insurance. The insurance was not immediately canceled, therefore it's a $20,000 item, so you cancel it, you get 10 back. Well, that didn't happen. But it did get canceled. It did get canceled at some point. So now I've contacted Rex about, well, we haven't got a refund. And even if it's a month, it's $1,000 or $1,500 bucks. If it's 2 months, it's $3,000 bucks. So Rex and I talked about it again today. I emailed him and we talked about it, and he's going to special districts to try to see what, because he knows it was canceled. So there's a list of that kind of stuff that it that what we did is we took the districts in, but we never shut off all kinds of things and transferred things. Today I went and I transferred 6 power accounts that 3 are still in the sewer district's name, 3 are still in the water district's name. So I physically was over at Mid-State having those transferred to our post office box, our name, those kinds of things. Because we needed to look for a bill, I went over there, they can't find it under the city of Lapine, so then I started saying, well, let's look under the sewer district. You know, and then they start hunting through all these accounts. And said, look, we need to get these all in the city's name. So it's a laundry list of all of those, and that's why I told you the work is internal, not external. It's getting all of that. And folks have been great working with me on it. So if you don't, if I'm busy when you come in, because my brain is wrapped around numbers and bills and systems. And I had a guy call, and he wanted to know about something on a project, and I said, you know, I told him, I said, I can't get back to you until August. And he said, fine. And I will get back, and we'll take care of him. But I just can't do it right now. And, like, we're not having a lead meeting tomorrow. We didn't need to. I got Roger Lee. We've sent the IGA for our economic development thing, but we haven't had any. Roger Lee has not come back to me. So Jeremy's working on that. I did get the contracts out to Pine Equipment and Vic Russell. And did Vic Russell get that, I'm assuming, today? Okay. So we'll get signed. That's for our greening and our tree thinning. You know, the right of way. Those are signed. Basically, I've signed it. They're out, and I don't know if they've signed them yet.
The mosquitoes.
The mosquito one, I wasn't going to do because it was we've had too many addendums. It was like the existing one, and then it was an addendum, and that starts to get too far down the food chain. So I'm going to have Jeremy start that one over again so that we get this contract. And then the gentleman who came in number 2 wants to meet me, and we'll talk about the future, the other mosquito guy. So, and I have agreed to meet with him, you know, because he's interested, and he feels like he's low bid is not getting a fair shake. So I told him I'd meet with him. So those contracts are done. Now the mosquitoes will be that'll be done, so you can start your spraying if you were worried. Have you seen a mosquito yet?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You saw
one? Yes. If you don't leave me, I have a bite.
You all have seen
They're
one? Dog Griner, have you seen a mosquito yet?
Nope.
All right.
I have killed a couple of them.
I haven't seen one.
So anyway, that's kind of a rundown. And tomorrow I'm going to go to the COAC. Got to keep on that. That's the transportation folks, so we keep on all these things.
You'll read in there on their cover sheet that they're going to ask all the participants for sort of a little recap.
Participants of
just
the whole.
Yeah, just one.
Oh, okay.
A little city update from all the people. So I'd start pulling some of that. Like,
oh, I'll start with that.
You know,
next week I'll be working on the budget.
Okay.
Because then we meet the following week.
22nd.
No? Is it?
22nd.
Wednesday the 22nd.
Okay. So we'll have that.
Okay.
So are we close to have our finances completed?
We're getting there, I think, between the auditors. We'll kind of know, you know, what we need to do with some of our systems. And then with Brenda Bartlett doing her work, she was here and she was working today on it, you know. And so I would say, really, in a couple weeks. And how would you say it's worked with Cassell, Ashley?
It's
see everything's running really efficiently.
We had to redo a couple paychecks, which was our first pay time, but that worked pretty efficient.
We've had a couple bugs, but it was just transitioning.
So the bill's out.
Did
you sign them?
Got them right here.
Did you give them to anyone else yet?
Not yet.
Okay. No. That we need to.
Well,
I have all the checks.
No, the checks have all been signed.
Okay, so you did hand them. Okay.
Yes.
We just have one.
That was just Kathy and I signed.
One here.
Yeah. So for just getting parts for the audience. So one of the changes we're trying to do is, then this would be how cities normally do it is, we will not be what the council and any of you that have served on the council, both Mayor Kitty and Doug know, you get called a lot to come down. Certainly you do as a councilor, former councilor. We are switching to, again, I'm trying to build these systems that will work for the future and it's more streamlined. And so we're kind of done away with that, just calling you up every few days. And what the idea is, we will save the bills and the state things, and then about once every week or week and a half, we will then, we're sending those into Cassell. Cassell enters them into our ledger, so everything's done right and accurately. Then they post it back. Ashley then will have to get into the checks, but then Ashley will print, and we'll try to do that when I'm here, obviously. We'll print the bills, and you'll get them at the council meetings. So every 2 weeks, you'll have checks to sign. It'll be more structured. Now, if payroll is in between, you'll have that. There can be an emergency one. But also, you councilmen, when you turn in expense reports, understand that you will not get it as quick.
If you have them in the Friday before any meeting, they will go. They need to be here on Friday morning before your meetings.
Yeah. So
Friday, like last Friday, I need it here by probably 9 o'clock in the morning. So best to have it in by Thursday.
So we're going to process them on then, and get them into. You send them in Monday or do you send them in Friday?
I send them in Friday.
And then they work on them.
And they work on them. Then we do a data exchange on Wednesday or sooner to have everything together for you guys to sign them on Wednesday.
But part of the problem there is Rick may not be here on a Thursday or a Friday.
He doesn't need to be here for me to send the bills off.
It's just
to be here to get in the
We'll print them. Well, we printed them today. We'll print them on Wednesday.
No,
I'm always here.
Signing the.
Oh, all right. I'll do them ahead. I mean, that's like I'll do. There may be a some that.
Anything that comes in from the Friday before the council meeting.
But she can email them to me.
Okay.
So we'll get. Remember how often at home do you pay your power bill? Say, how often do you pay a Visa bill? We have to get, everyone that does business with us is no different than in our house. We don't need to be paying. So, but it's breaking people's habits. You know, they've been used to dropping a bill off and 4 or 5 days later getting paid. But we're going to try to switch to a couple times a month, which is pretty good. So, the other issue I've been working on today is credit carding, and Patty emailed me and I mean, my gut is to not have a credit card. I want to hunt for a credit card that's in the city's name only and not individuals. Because the way it's done with the current company is it's got your name on it with the city. And I just got that today. We had one with Luana's name on it.
Yeah.
With an $18,000 credit limit.
Can I tell her?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Now it's got a zero balance, we got now with Lori and Steve both gone, so I call the credit card company and try to cancel that. That's more complicated than this guy. So I have to have it sent. Okay, you're done. What are you gonna
do? Okay.
We won't talk anymore.
Council.
But we
comments.
Have one check to redo, don't we?
Oh, I've taken care of that.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
so you guys, sometime when you have free time, you can tell me what you're doing on credit cards.
All right.
And I can say really quick that the district never used a credit card. We never had one, except for gas.
Council comments?
We're done.
Karen on board. Karen, any comments?
I got a lot to catch up on.
And thank you, Rick. That helped a lot.
Well, I think I know that some of the people, they're ready to go, but I think that you have five councilmen, and five councilmen all need to hear what's going on.
Yes, we do, because otherwise some of us never hear what's going on.
That's correct.
Mayor's comments, I'm leaving tomorrow for Portland and the Bay Area, San Francisco, so I'll be back on the 16th. And that's all I have. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Questions? Opposed?
You're not taking this one.
No.
I would if I was going to Reno.